Balcony Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just a fly burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Every day, every day. Oh, yes, bam, indeed. Ba-dum, bam. From deep in quarantine land, we are back once again here on the balcony, here to play some music. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. You are the audience, and we're all separate and equal.
Separate but equal. That's right. Exactly. That's a terrible way to put it, but it's unfortunately very true. But
I guess. Am I ever going to see you again in person, man?
I think probably. Maybe a year from now, you'll be back here in the studio. Recording the Christmas show, you know, next year's the 2021 Christmas show.
I know. I feel like I might have to come in a beekeeper's uniform if I ever want to record the studio again.
A hazmat suit. You know, yes. It's going to have to be full protection after that.
You're going to see me rolling in one of those flaming lips bubbles.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That'll work. You know, total protection, man. Total antiseptic protection. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, we got some music to play, and I think we're going to get right to it here.
Let's not mess around. We've got some just great stuff. Do you want to just get into it here?
Yes, we're doing some oldies today, ladies and gentlemen. It's I Remember That, episode 16, and we are dipping into some absolutely pure, total oldies. Anthony's picked some great music, man.
Yeah, it was time to stop messing around. The other day, I was listening to the oldie station here in our major metropolitan area.
Yes.
And I grew up listening to it, and when I was a kid, it was probably the best station in the world because they still played Buddy Holly and Elvis and the Beatles and stuff like that.
That's right.
It was great.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
And this time, I always get just floored with what they consider an oldie now, and like I've mentioned to you before, I've heard Sublime on the oldie station now, and the other day, I heard Sugar Ray on the oldie station.
Oh my god. And oh no.
I almost drove off the freeway. Like just to end it all. I was so mad.
That blows my mind. Sugar Ray.
On the oldie station.
Okay.
I know. I can see the shock and dismay in your face.
Shock and dismay, and you know, there's a whole bunch of other emotions wrapped up in that as well. My God.
Yeah, I know. I already see Scott's look of I'm going to have to go bomb Clear Channel.
You really start to Elvis bomb them. Yeah, I'm going to drop in some Elvis here on you.
Seriously, it's what the world needs.
God. All right. So
anyway, that really, really got on my nerves. And I just, once again, just aggravated by the fact that there is no place. I guess here, there's supposed to be an AM station here in our major metropolitan area that covers, that fixes this need. But I don't listen to AM for music. I listen to it for baseball.
I know which station you are referring to, the AM station. Actually,
have you checked it out?
They are not oldies anymore. They are now carrying the AM version of the classical music from the from the local college. So they're carrying classical music down there now. So the actual oldies are gone.
It's gone.
In Los Angeles.
It's gone.
Completely. So unless we get something from the Inland Empire out in the other part of the state, you know, we might be able to get something here on the radio, but I doubt it.
Nah, let's just stick to Balcony Radio.
I agree with that.
So as always, we define an oldie as everything recorded from, 52 to 1970 is our rule.
Yes.
Basically, everything from Rocket 88 to the Beatles breaking up is an oldie. After that is just music, really. The 70s are not oldies. No matter how old it is.
And those 25 years, those 30 years, whatever it is, you can actually...
18, man. Your math is terrible.
I'm sorry. Okay. I defer to the mathematicians.
Oh, big mistake here.
Yes. There's a lot of different eras are represented in that short period of time. So
And when we do oldies, we really like to cover the earlier part before the Beatles changed everything. So we're really covering 55 to 62, 63 is our real wheelhouse.
Yes.
We'll step out of it a couple times if the song is good, but we're going to stick to the real old stuff in this episode. And you want to introduce the first tune, which I just love.
Oh, yes. We're going back for some serious memories here from the Penguins. We're going to dip right back. This is Memories of El Monte from the Penguins.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm all alone, feeling so blue. thinking about you and the love we once knew. And each time I do, it brings back those memories of El Monte. Remember the dance I held you so tight. The satins were singing in the still of the night. You gave me your heart and your love undying. Now I'm alone, I'm sitting here crying. If only they have those dances again, I'd know where to find him and all my old friends. The shields would sing,
cheated, you lied.
And the heartbeats,
you're a thousand miles away.
And the medallions with the letter N,
sweet words of his mortality.
Marvin and Johnny with, and then Tony Allen with, and I, Cleve Duncan, along with the Penguins, will sing, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, will you be mine at El Monte? If I could go back to those days of the past, I'd show you a love that would last. I remember those wonderful dances in El Monte.
Fall in love with you, though I'm not free.
Why?
Why? All their songs sound like a real intense, like, porn session. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking the exact same
They're
thing.
They're like a soundtrack to, like, this heavy breathing, like, super sex type of, like, oh, baby, I want you, you know.
It's the soundtrack to a guy just saying, hey, just the tip.
Yeah, something like that. But at any rate, there's always like this really smoky sound to all the Righteous Brothers songs that really kind of lend itself to like this heavy duty sweat in, you know, sweaty session. It's very strange. You know what I mean? Can you hear me? Hello? There we go.
Oh, where?
There
oh,
we go.
Can you hear?
There we go. I think you got a loose connection or something.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, well.
Introduce the songs.
I will do that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in that last set, we started with the Penguins dipping way back into the archives, Memories of El Monte, for that one. I believe that one was produced by Frank Zappa, if I'm not mistaken, from his old recording studios in Cucamonga.
Are you serious? Really?
Yes, yes. So that was a really good song from the Penguins. And then right after that, we had some really hot Northern Soul from Shirley Ellis. And Soul Time was the name of that track from Northern Soul Story, Volume 1, The Twisted Wheel. So you want to maybe look into that. There's a really good series of LPs and albums in that series. And
oh
then,
my gosh, you're right. Frank did write and produce that song, Memories of El Monte. I did not know that.
There you go. So there you go. That is history. That's like one of his first productions from the old Cucamonga Studios, Studio Z in Cucamonga.
Frank lived in Ontario?
No, he lived in the internet, Ontario for a while. And then his father moved to Palmdale, to Antelope Valley, I believe.
Yeah, it just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. So at any rate, that's Frank Zappa with the Penguins and Memories of El Monte. But we're moving along since we've already told you about Shirley Ellis. And now we'll get to the cousins, James and Bobby and James Purify, who did You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. They're the same guys that sang I'm Your Puppet. So you probably heard the similarities in production on that one. It was recorded at Muscle Shoals, by the way.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
So that was some of the Purify cousins. And then the Crystals right after that, some Motown for you there from Oh Yeah. It's called Oh Yeah, Maybe Baby is the name of that track. From Do Ron Ron, the very best of the Crystals. And then we finished up with the Righteous Brothers there and Hung on You from the very best of the Righteous Brothers. Yes. So a lot of really great oldies that we're just falling into today, man. Some really great stuff.
I'm still shocked that your boy Frank Zappa wrote that song, and the internet tells me he played lead xylophone on it as well.
Is that a fact? I didn't know he participated in that. Okay. So
that's shocking to me.
I didn't even hear a xylophone in the production there. It must have been very deep in the production. I'll have to go back and listen to that.
He might have been playing it on the bicycle, too. You never know.
You never know. Actually, there is a collection of Frank Zappa's early productions that I have on my shelf over here. Is it a lot of doo-wop? Some of it is. It's got the Penguin song on it, but it has a few other things as well. And it's a good snapshot of Frank's early production days. He plays guitar and xylophone on a couple of tracks. So, it's mostly his production from Studio Z in Cucamonga. And it's certainly worth a look at as well. I can't think of the name of it as at the moment. It's sitting, like I said, it's sitting down there on the shelf here in the studio.
Look at that.
So
anyway, let's get into the next set of music. We're going to start with, oh man, Balcony Favorites. I'm going to speak for both of us on this one.
Go right ahead. Yes.
Balcony Favorites, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. This is a great tune. Here it is, Forget Me Not. Mm-hmm.
Ship sail on. Now when you're out that you wanna make me live my life in pain. That's what you want me to do, ain't it, baby? You wanna fool around, drive me crazy. You wanna make me sad, you wanna treat me bad. It's you, that's what you wanna do, oh, ain't it, baby?
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
It's Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
I don't have riches and things, but I feel like a king. Ooh, ah.
I have a girl, she means more to me. This girl.
turn a back over flip. That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Don't you know, baby?
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the world to know. Turn her back over, flip. That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Come on now, baby.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it easy, baby.
That's why I love you so.
Take it easy, honey.
That's why I love you so.
Don't you know now.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the one more time.
Love Jackie. Oh my goodness, Jackie Wilson. He always says it right, you know, just like Van Morrison said.
That's, oh my God, I didn't even make that connection. Yes, one, the song, but two, they both give me the same feeling. Like when those guys come on, Jackie Wilson, Van Morrison, it's just a mood enhancer.
It really is mood elevator. You know, it really brings up the whole scene.
Every time Jackie Wilson just puts a smile on my face in a good way. You cannot be unhappy when that guy is singing an up-tempo song. Like, it just, it's impossible.
I don't even think he sings a down-tempo song. I don't think.
No, I went through his best of. There's a few banger ballads in there.
Oh, is that right?
There's some heart wrenchers, but this you got to go with the up-tempo songs.
Oh, like
Jackie
right.
Wilson.
Oh, I see. Okay. But that was one of them. That's
come on. He's a soul man. You got to sing some for the ladies.
True. Come on. This is true. I never thought about it that way. So, all right. So you want to read off what was in that last set, my friend?
I do.
And after you do that, I'll do some plugs before the next set.
Oh, yes. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. So we started with Martha Reeves and her Vandellas doing Forget Me Not. Woo. From maybe one of the best records of the 60s, Dancing in the Street. Oh, man. Oh. So many great songs on that record.
Talk
it's
about
insane.
Bangers. Talk about bangers, man.
Oh, man. It's literally just a dozen straight up bangers. It's great.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to The Miracles, basically Smokey Robinson and a bunch of guys hanging around with him.
Whoever was in the studio that day.
Let's just be honest.
It might have been the songwriters who just happened to be in the band, I think.
It's Smokey and who's ever around at the studio at the time.
There was a serious band behind them. The Miracles were a vocal band.
They were, but I mean, it was really mainly it was the one guy.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I guess that's the truth. I suppose
he wrote all the songs and he told them what to sing and he hired and fired. I mean, it's the one guy.
Yeah, mostly he did it. He probably hired the band and arranged it and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, it's Smokey Robinson and his Miracles doing Ain't It Baby from their anthology called Ooh Baby Baby, the anthology. It's really great. Wow. It basically covers their own, well, they broke up in the mid-60s, so it's based like 61, 62 to 65, 66. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's some very, very joyful music.
There's no shortage of Miracles music, that's for sure.
No, he wrote a lot of songs.
Yes, he certainly did.
And then we moved on to some good doo-wop with the Larks doing Fabulous Cars and Diamond Rings, which Scott and I off-air both agreed needs to be in a mafia movie.
It does, man. A blaxploitation movie, you know, something.
That'd be even better. Just something where, like, a guy shoots a lot of people and then drives a cool car.
That's right, and gets in trouble for it.
Yes, that's right. There's ultimately a lesson. Correct?
There's a lesson to be learned in this. Crime doesn't pay for crime.
Whatever. It's fun for the first 2 hours.
That's right.
And we moved on to one of our favorites. I know I can say this again. The Ronettes doing Do I Love You, mm-hmm. feature from their great record, Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, featuring Veronica.
Oh, yes. She is the Ronette.
She gets the shout out. And then we finished up there with Jackie Wilson doing the great tune, That's Why I Love You So. Oh, man. Scott and I both cutting a rug in our respective studio areas to
that's
that
right,
one.
Exactly.
You cannot. It's just great.
You were out there on your porch cutting concrete. I was in here cutting wood on my floor, so it was.
Yeah,
we have no rugs where we are here.
That's right. The linoleum is scratched up now.
It really is. Oh, I'm in trouble, kids.
And then we pulled that from Jackie's Best Of, which is called "Lonely Teardrops," which Scott and I cannot recommend enough. It's like 20. I think it's 25 or 30 of Jackie's best tunes. They're all like two and a half minutes long, and they're all great. So just go check them out.
Right on, man. All right. So let me tell you a couple of things here, plug-wise. First off, I want to tell you about our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. balconyradio@gmail.com. Send stuff there, and we'll reply to it. Eventually, we will get to it. We also have a website, which is balconyradio.com. My goodness, how did that happen? And on balconyradio.com, there is a whole bunch of really, really fun stuff happening there. First off, you can hear our stream going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can tune in the music Monday through Saturday. We play just about everything we have in our 60-plus thousand track songs. We have about 64,000 songs in our library right now.
Are we up to 64?
64. Isn't that amazing? That's the magic number. So we have 64,000 or so tracks. We spin them around Monday through Saturday, and whatever comes up is just fully entertains you. It's been fully vetted, family-friendly, office-friendly, and it's just nursery-friendly. Everything, it's friendly for every type of environment. Should not be offensive to anybody. And then on Sunday, we narrow things down to something just equally less offensive, and that is jazz. So you can get your fill of non-offensive music on balconyradio.com. I'm being facetious. Jazz is a fun thing, man.
Yeah. He just means we took the swears out of the song. We took the songs of swears out.
I don't think they do that in jazz. They don't scream profanities. I don't even think Albert Eiler never even did that.
Profanities you're not saying in jazz.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. So there you go. We have that going on our stream. Excuse me. And so jazz is, we've also increased our jazz collection as well. So we have about 4,000, 4,500 tracks or so for jazz. So we spend those 24 hours a day on Sundays. So there's a nice selection of everything you want from straight ahead to vocals. So it's everything kind of mixed in there. So jump on that. And let's see. Also on our website, you can also subscribe to our RSS feed, which gets you this show right here, as well as our two dozen other shows that we have going, featuring more than your fill of entertainment, different genres and different styles and different attitudes and things like that. So it's fun. You just check it out. If you like psych music, we have a psych show. If you like the Beatles, we have a Beatles show. You know, we have everything that you could possibly want. We give it to you all. We're so generous with everything, with all the music. So that's happening at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out on the social networking platforms. First off, you can check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. We post a lot of fun stuff there. As well, we post memes and information and news when we post our new show, which we do on Facebook, which is at Balcony, which is Balcony Radio FM. We are facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just type in Balcony Radio and we just pop right up there. So we post all of our new shows on Facebook, as well as articles about music and all kinds of new stuff. And we post all of our new shows on Sunday nights most times. So you can get your fill of music every day. Get a soundtrack to line your mind. So,
oh, I like that.
So it's
you need to write that one down, buddy.
I'll save that for the psych promo that I probably should
line producing. Your mind. Yeah, the promo that you've been meaning to make for about eight years. Yeah.
About 8 years. That's right. So there you go. There's everything that's happening there. We have a Twitter account that we do nothing with, which is at Balcony Radio.
Yeah.
It just sits
there.
Don't
follow our Twitter. Don't go on Twitter.
Twitter is just a hellish nightmare. I say that too much. Too much. So.
Well, you're never wrong.
Yeah. So. Well, some people seem to have a good time on Twitter. You know, they find some fair amount of entertainment. All the real crappy people have kind of moved over to Parler, you know, where they can go peddle their conspiracy theories and so forth.
Yes, where they can live in their fantasy world. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I was trying to not make a political comment about Twitter, and then you just said, "Screw it, I'm going to go for it."
Yeah, you know, why not? We're going to burn them. We got to do a really good job of it, you know.
Just get right to the crap. Not disagreeing with you.
All right. Enough.
Let's get back to the tunes.
Enough,
man,
of the politicizing here. We've got oldies to listen to, pals and gals. So let's get back to it. Let's get back to the Marvelettes here. This is our high school prom.
Is this the slow song?
This is the slow song set, so you can get close to your partner, get some belly rubbing in, and we're going to start it out with the Marvelettes.
Come here, you. Put your head on my shoulder.
Put your head on my shoulder. We're going to listen to the Marvelettes sing Forever.
Need me? I'll
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
I need
is it? Who is it? Who is it? That is Barbara Mason. That's who that is. And that's Is It Me from Oh, How It Hurts. Oh, my.
I don't know the answer. I guess it's her.
I guess it's her.
Let's just assume it's her.
Barbara, I think, has the answers. I think the answer
I think she's got the upper hand in this situation.
I think that's true. I think that's true. You want to read off what was in that last set, Dale?
Damn right I do.
Sure.
All right. We started with the Marvelettes doing Forever from a collection that we pulled off of theirs called Playboy, which is just all pretty love songs. And I got to give you a shout out for putting all the ballads in the middle for the slow dance of the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It just turned out that way. It was quite an accident.
That was the part of the show where the corsage was scraping my chin the whole time. sorry for poking you in the hip.
I hope you didn't get like a chafing from the orchid on your face or something.
Yeah, exactly. She keeps stepping on my feet. The whole thing. And then we played some great ballads. If You Need Me by Wilson Pickett started it. That's a good one. Then The Whispers doing As I Sit Here. That is some lowrider cruising down the boulevard music, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
Thanks.
And then Otis Redding. I'm going to say one of our favorite soul men. You can't like soul music and not be an Otis fan. And
there's
he really needs the hipsters to re-find him. The material is so great.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got some great live material that is just worth diving into.
Oh, my gosh. I've done that deep dive on YouTube of looking at him doing live stuff, and it is crazy. There's so much of it, and he's so good.
Oh, yes.
And there's lots of brow wiping, and that's just the best kind of soul music.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, of course, there's the Monterey Pop film where he does it.
Oh, my God.
It's just
amazing.
Oh, my God,
where he blows all the hippies away.
Everybody just blows them all away, man.
That's my favorite part of the movie, because it's just like an hour and a half of all this hippie whatever and Ravi Shankar, and it's really great. And then he comes out wearing a suit, and he's so classy, and he makes all the hippies just sit there and swoon, and it's just the best part of the movie.
That's so great. It's just wild abandon. Absolutely great.
And then we finished up there with Barbara Mason doing Is It Me from her record Oh, How It Hurts. Oh, Barbara, come here. It's you, Barbara.
It's you. That's right. So this is really some great music. You picked some good songs tonight, man. Really great stuff.
Thanks, man. The teamwork is happening. Your sequencing is solid. I love the way that you put together the music. And starting the next set with my man here is such a solid choice. Can you please introduce him?
Ladies and gentlemen, please step aside and let Mr. Solomon Burke step up and sing about everything going to be all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel a little bit unchild, but oh, that's alright, because that's alright, 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 it's alright, but you know it's alright. Yeah, when she left me, it's alright. She hurt me, it's alright. I'm in mourning, but don't you know it's alright. Sometimes I was crying, alright, alright, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I want you to know, but I want you to know, child, that it's alright. Hey, 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 down in my soul, it's alright. Alright, and my baby leaves me still alright. Sometimes I'm alone, I'm all night long. It's alright. Sometimes I'm crying, it's alright. Sometimes I feel like I wanna lay right down.
Right, 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 right. Night. So, right, 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 right.
Oh,
Percy Sledge telling you exactly what he wants. Put a little lovin' on him there from about 1900.
It's on his one of his early records. I went deep with that one. It's like 62, 63.
Sorry. I was going for the year on that. I thought I knew what the year on that was, but I apologize.
When a man loves a woman, oh man, it's like 63, I want to say. Let me hit it here.
Okay.
65. It's 65.
Whew, my goodness. Oh, those many years ago, 60 years ago, my goodness. Anyway, that was a good stuff there. Put a little lovin' on me there.
Oh, gosh, I never did the math. It is. It's almost 60 years, right? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And then 55 years, yeah. Whew.
That's nuts.
It's a good thing that we still have the recordings that we can reference here, at least in the digital domain. I know I'm always worried about. I still think about the fire that happened over at Universal Studios in
Oakland. Universal Recordings. Yeah,
You know, they lost a ton of stuff. You know, just everything that you could possibly imagine.
I know. In another generation, like that would have been crippling and it would have ruined music. But like, thankfully, all this stuff is out there digitally. It's just that the original is gone.
Right, exactly. Cases. There'll be no way to repackage it for the future generations, you know. And
no, it's such a drag. It's the same way, like when you hear about like film stock disintegrating or something like that. It's just it's just like it's gone and it's unreplaceable. And like you have copies of it, but a copy is just like, oh, that's cool, but I think there's something about the original.
Yeah, I certainly agree. You know, and at least we have. At least we have some recordings here in the digital domains that we can reference that are pleasurable to listen to, and Percy Sledge is one of those people.
Yes. Why don't you name off the rest of them, man? Let's hear it.
One of those other pleasurable people was Solomon Burke, who started out the set with a song called It's All Right. Oh, It Is All Right. And that's from a record called The King of Rock and Roll. Let's see. The full title is The King of Rock and Roll, The Atlantic Recording.
Rock and Soul.
Rock and Soul. Excuse me. The King of Rock and Soul, The Atlantic Recording 62 to 68. So that is out there. And then Ms. Irma Thomas right after that, and Baby Don't Look Down. Oh, my. And that's Ms. Thomas. All right. Very cool. And from a record called Take a Look.
And had to get a little New Orleans in the show, man.
That's right. Real sweet stuff. And then Sam and Dave, the great Sam and Dave right after that with It Feels So Nice. And then Doris Troy right after that, the great Doris Troy, who sang many great songs, including Just One Look.
I love that one. I almost picked that one, but it was such a big hit that I wanted to pick one of her non-hits.
Well, this was still a single. This is called What You Gonna Do About It. It's a really great song from Doris Troy. And then Percy Sledge finished things up there with Put a Little Lovin' on Me from When a Man Loves a Woman, the mono version of that record. So, very cool. All right. Yeah. So.
Yes. That's a snob. I went with the mono version and not the stereo version. You're welcome. You know, I really prefer it that way.
That's the way the show is going to be. It's in mono all the way. So, there's no worries about that. So we're going to get into the last set of the show here, and my goodness, there's some really good. I put some really heavy hitters here in the last set, so I wanted to.
Yeah, you really did.
Wanted to go out here with a bang, and we're going to start out with the great Gene Pitney here, and the name of this track is called "It Hurts to Be in Love."
Down inside, you know. say that we are through. I can't believe that you found someone new. But now I plainly see love's not meant for me. So go ahead and go.
Even though you don't want me to,
Should I tell you goodbye? Should I? I don't wanna tell you goodbye, but should I?
Some tears through the coming years,
Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I...
Yeah, 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 all right. You're the one. From, let's see, that is The Vogues, man. Stop.
Yeah, watch no, it.
I'm sorry. The Vogues. You're the one.
What was that, man?
It was the big downbeat there from people getting a little bit too anxious.
I think that's your new nickname, the big downbeat.
Big downbeat? Oh, come on. Yeah, let's be nice about this, man. I'm not that bad. The big downbeat.
The big downbeat.
That's me, man. Suck it to me. Wow. All right.
Can I read it then?
That's the end. That's the Vogues have just wrapped up the show, ladies and gentlemen. With you, right. They wrapped up. I remember that episode 16. What have you got to tell me? Tell us about all those songs.
With Gene Pitney, Mr. Town Without a Pity himself, doing It Hurts to Be in Love from his Best Of. With some good blue-eyed soul on that one.
Absolutely.
And then moving on to another one of, I can say, our favorites, Del Shannon. Mm-hmm. He had an interesting career. He's still out there, isn't he?
Mr. Runaway, so. I believe he is. Yes, absolutely. I think so. I'm going to check on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Del's still alive. I know that double check that. Because I know that he released something within the last 10 years. Because I remember reading a review in Mojo of a new Del Shannon record and thinking, no. He's still alive, right?
No, I'm afraid he's not. He passed away quite a while ago in 1990.
Really? Who am I thinking of? Oh, I'm thinking of Dion. Oh, my bad.
I'd probably think of Dion, yeah.
Yeah, Dion is still alive and still putting out. Del Shannon is really dead. That's right. Not just dead, really dead.
Really dead.
Sorry.
Oh, well. 30 years. A little over 30 years now.
I'm getting my old white guys confused. My mistake.
That's all right.
Yeah, we played a song of Del's called I Don't Care Anymore from his record Hats Off to Del Shannon. Mm-hmm. And then... another one, I'm going to say our favorites, Chad and Jeremy, who should have been big stars. I don't know why they weren't. They were super big in England and just did not cross over to America.
Well, that's I would debate that. They had a couple of big hits.
Couple of hits, but they're not on par of like the Righteous Brothers or, you know, acts well, like that in American consciousness.
Probably not, but they had a couple of... couple of top 10 hits in the 60s here. They were sort of a Mersey beat.
But they were much bigger over there.
Yes, that's very true. They were bigger in the UK.
We pulled one of their singles called Should I from The Essential Chad and Jeremy, which Scott and I both heartily recommend. There's some really pretty music on that one.
Absolutely.
And then The Flirtations did Nothing But a Heartache. Oof! Oh. From a record called Sounds Like The Flirtations.
You found some great Northern Soul tracks for this show, man.
I did some deep diving on some Northern Soul. That's going to be a whole episode one day because I love that music so much. And then we finished up there with Vogues doing You're the One from their self-titled record, The Vogues.
The Vogues. There you go.
And that's the show.
And that's, I remember that, episode 16, some two pure oldies. All right. Thank you very much for listening to them, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us the last bit, listening to, I guess, your great-grandparents' music now. Jeez, time flies.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com and let us know what you think about that. And any requests you would like to have on future episodes, we'd certainly take them. All right.
So that's right. Be our friends on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Don't bother following us on Twitter. The email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Oh, yes.
We don't want to keep doing this quarantine cast forever. Wear a mask.
No, I'd want to get Anthony back in the studio here. I don't want to make it a...
It'd be nice.
It's going to be a year for
me. I'm complaining about my chair that you have there for me. I mean, movement's happening.
You'll get a new chair. It'll be just right for you. Don't worry. You didn't like you didn't like the last one?
I didn't like the swivel chair that you picked last time because every once in a while I'd be sitting on it and it would just... it would buckle and I would sink.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, I'll get you a new one then. I'll find you a...
I think I'm good with just a sturdy wood chair.
Is that right?
I think so. For radio, I think that works for me.
Okay. We'll take that suggestion under advisement.
There you go. So start whittling now, man.
I'll start putting away the bucks so I can buy you a nice chair. But yes, when you come back to this studio, which will probably be 2025 or so.
Who knows?
Anyway, we're going to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, and leave you with the Escorts here. Another a great Art LeBeau oldie. This is actually from Art LeBeau oldies Volume 3. Oh, and he's our hero.
He's great. I just can't say enough when you're raised listening to somebody on the radio and they're there your whole life and still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime love situation.
When so few of the old DJs from the radio's past have gone, he's still hanging out there, and it's digital now.
He's with the times.
He's totally with it, man, and everybody still loves him. It's wonderful. Anyway, we're going to get out of here with the Escorts here and a song called My Baby's Back. Thanks very much for listening. See ya.
Laters.
And the Poppers,
the Buffalo Springfield,
Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard,
Captain Beefheart,
from the bird.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old greasy board.